This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 2, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The French financial market regulator filed a formal complaint Tuesday against European Aeronautic Defense and Space, the parent company of Airbus, and more than a dozen current and former executives in connection with alleged insider trading. The New York Times reports evidence has also been sent to the Paris prosecutor's office for use in any possible criminal inquiry. Prosecutors have not identified specific officials. The case is expected to expose whether Eads and Airbus managers knew of serious delays in the Airbus A380 program when they exercised stock options from November 2005 to March of 2006. The public wasn't told of the issues until June 2006. Eads CEO Louis Gallois says the company will support its managers in their defense and, quote, "It intends to demonstrate that it has applied standards of excellence when communicating to the market and has acted with full transparency," unquote. NASA is still dealing with fallout from its cover-up of a four-year pilot safety study. MSNBC cites a report by the space agency's own inspector general, which finds the agency shut down the project without ever properly evaluating, explaining, or publicizing its purpose and results, and lost a chance for valuable insight into safety issues. The inspector's office says NASA should follow through and interpret and analyze the results of the interviews with 30,000 pilots. In its written response, NASA has rejected that suggestion. The $11.3 million study reportedly showed safety-related incidents occur at rates much higher than reported by the FAA. NASA decided to terminate the project and told the Associated Press that disclosing the information could have a negative effect on airline profits. Congress subsequently launched an investigation. On Tuesday, Congressman Dave Weldon's office issued a statement saying that NASA has been forced to admit there will be far more layoffs at Kennedy Space Center and other major manned spaceflight centers across the country than the public had previously been led to believe. Weldon, who is a Florida Republican, has been trying to get Congress to spend more money on NASA than budgeted by the Bush administration to save jobs in his state after the scheduled retirement of the shuttle fleet. He says he fought for an amendment requiring NASA to produce the Employment Impact Report and update it every 6 months. In its revised estimate, NASA now estimates there will be at least 6,400 jobs eliminated between fiscal year 2008 and fiscal year 2011 at Kennedy Space Center alone. 4,800 will come all in 1 year, 2011. The numbers could grow if problems arise with the Constellation program due to technological or funding issues. The FAA says it's on schedule in its plan to hire and train nearly 17,000 air traffic controllers over the next decade. The FAA hired over 1,800 controllers last year and expects to hire nearly 1,900 in fiscal 08. The details are laid out in the controller workforce plan released on Tuesday. Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill says, quote, "We're on target and our newly hired controllers are highly motivated. Significant improvements in the way we recruit, hire, and train people are helping us manage through this predicted transition period." The FAA is touting improvements in training, which it says have lowered the training time to become a fully certified controller from an average of 3 to 5 years to an average of 2 to 3 years. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. British Airways is having a very bad week at Terminal 5. United Airlines mechanics vote for representation by the Teamsters. And NASA okays an automated cargo ship to dock at the International Space Station. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's my recent chat with Andy Cibula of AOPA. We touched on Florida's tax trap, a use fee charged to pilots visiting Florida. You'll want to check this out before you head to Sun and Fun. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.